Well, combines are starting to roll across southern Oklahoma, and with harvest going on, we thought we'd check in with Kim Anderson, see how things are looking. How is harvest looking?
Well, you know, they're rolling in southern Oklahoma. I think the yields are a little higher than expected. It's a relatively good quality. They were saying that test weights are holding up well, and the berry is kind of small, but it's not shrunken or broken, and it's pretty good quality with better yields.
Very good. Now, last week we saw prices drop a dollar. This week we've recovered most of that. What's causing that volatility?
Well, I think the best explanation I've heard is emotion. You know, we've talked earlier in the year about the food shortage or potential food shortage. There's a lot going in the economies, and there's a lot going on in the political situation. So the markets are nervous. Last year, if you'll remember, it was exports and demand-driven price. This year, it's supply price. Corn stocks extremely tight. Soybean stocks tight. Wheat stocks adequate. So there's a lot of emotion and nervousness in the market.
All right, now for producers who are already forward contracted, what options are they looking at right now? Should they be selling? Should they be holding, waiting for a better price?
That are not forward contracted?
Right.
I think they need to wait till harvest, see what they're going to be hauling into the elevator, evaluate what the price is right now. You know, it's up around $8.50 or $8.80, depending on the locations. Prices are relatively good. I think they cannot afford to not take advantage of some of that. Last year, they sold early and the prices went up. I think they're going to have a tendency to store into the fall. I like that third to third to third because the way the market's acting, there's problems in Russia, there's problems in Europe with those crops. If that continues, then we're going to have $10 or $11 wheat. So a third at harvest, a third September, October, and the final third in November, December.
Now, Kim, right now, of course, harvest is starting in the part of the state where it's the worst wheat crop. As we move north into the state and we get into the better crop, is there going to be an effect on price?
I don't think so because, you know, it takes a while for the pipeline to fill. I don't think we've got enough wheat in Texas and Oklahoma to fill that pipeline to meet domestic needs, much less the export needs. And so I think it's going to be get up into Kansas and probably as small as the hard red winter wheat harvest is, I think we're going to have to get into the foreign harvest before those prices are significantly impacted.
All right. Good information as always. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist.